miss out on listening to your favourite segment of Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah, well, don't worry, you can catch up now. You're with Leah on Sunshine's Table Talk this morning, and now it's time to talk to our favourite psychologist going around, Kim Cullen. Welcome back to Table Talk this morning.
Thank you. How are you going?
I'm doing so well, especially now that I am about to get all of my mental health issues sorted thanks to your wisdom. So it's going to be great. Hey, Kim, we are talking all about workplace bullying and then also bullying in schools. But to start with, for workplace bullying, this is such a big issue. And I know this is somewhere that you specialise in as well. Have you noticed that workplace bullying is on the decline, is it going up, or is it just seems to be this ever constant that's not changing, no matter how we sort of feel like we might be progressing?
It's generally present.
Yes.
We can put it that way. But I suppose it's like anything that we're seeing in the mental health realm. We are seeing it more, but we're also talking about it more.
Yeah.
To be honest, so it could be like I don't know what the movement is actually. I don't have the answer to that question because it's hard to tell when it's something that has not been looked into for a long time.
Yeah.
Our data's not long term.
Yes.
But it's present. It's present. I think the current stat on even witnessing workplace bullying in Australia is 40% of people at the very least see it they're not subjected to it themselves.
Which is really, really high and quite unfortunate as well. And some research from Safe Work Australia has showed that workplace bullying has a greater impact on employees, even more than sexual harassment, which is really interesting. And there's so many effects of workplace bullying. What are some of the biggest sort of impacts that you see for people who are being impacted by workplace bullying?
The first one is, you know, with their mental health, we'll see a decline in mental health that, depression, anxiety, decreasing confidence, self-esteem goes down, sleep, you know, muscle problems, anything where, you know, you're a victim of, you know, abuse or poor behaviour, you really just feel small.
Yes.
And anything associated with that, you know, it takes its hit on you. And the other thing is too, you know, if it's your workplace, then you're walking back into it repeatedly, each day. You don't know what's going to hit you each day. So often you're in a state of hypervigilance as well. Really not healthy long term.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to talk about some more sort of scenarios and situations which you might find yourself in, because I think a lot of the times people, like, they palm it off and, oh, no, that was fine, or that wasn't bullying. But I'd like to talk to you about some examples of things that, you know, where it might be, or if it might actually be affecting you negatively. We're going to go to a quick song and we'll be right back with psychologist Kim Cullen. I'm joined by Kim Cullen on the phone now. We're talking all about workplace bullying. Kim, the next thing I wanted to talk to you about is really focusing on, I suppose, what is bullying? Because so often, I think when we're in a workplace, maybe someone makes a passing joke or something and you just go, oh, that made me feel uncomfortable, but whatever, I'm sure they didn't mean to. Or we can palm things off when maybe they are actually a little bit serious. How do we know whether or not something is workplace bullying?
That's a really good question, and I love hearing that question, actually, because it seems to be bullying is open to interpretation. Mm. And the most important thing to remember about bullying is it's based on the behaviour that's been done, right, not how the person feels about it.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, if I'm doing an investigation, I'm being bullied, this is how I feel, this was horrible, and they assume that because they feel that way that they're bullied, and the behaviour itself isn't bullying, irrespective of whether the individual feels that it is. But conversely, I've also heard stories where it's like, oh, yeah, I was berated, yeah, I was belittled, yeah, I had my work thrown in my face and humiliated in front of people, but I wouldn't say I was being bullied. So it can go either way. So it's important to know what bullying actually looks like.
Yes.
And so there's overt bullying. So that's, you know, making someone the brunt of jokes, abuse, insults, anything that's aimed to belittle or humiliate or degrade, you know, inappropriate comments, humiliating practices, interfering with someone's property, threats, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But there's also covert bullying. So that's, you know, and this will happen in the workplace, overloading someone's work or sabotaging, setting someone up to fail or withholding information or resources that they need to do their job, or, you know, asking them to go outside or beneath the scope of their role because they're designed to, for somebody to fail or, you know, to not feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
So it's directly related to whatever the behaviour is that you're seeing. It's not based on the impact on the individual. The impact is important, but we go, okay, is it bullying or not? That's what we start with.
Yeah.
And then we nurture the impact.
I mean, that is one that's very interesting, covert bullying, because I think that's something that might slip under the radar, especially if you're maybe even new to a workforce. You might think, oh, that's just how it works here, or that's just what everyone does, which can be really, really tricky. We've got a few questions coming through that some listeners would love answered, so we're going to get to them. But first, we're going to go through this little break. We've had some great questions coming through on our text line as well. And if you'd like to ask a question for Kim, you just send it through 0429 985 985. We have this first one from Craig, who says, good morning, enjoy the guests that you bring on each day. Thank you, that's very kind. In my workplace, like so many others, the bully bullies someone, then stays, and the person who is getting bullied moves on to another workplace. Any suggestions on how to counteract this? What do you think, Kim?
I'm assuming this question is based on being the victim of the bullying.
Yeah.
The tricky one about this one is, like many workplaces that have bullying, it's systemic. It isn't an individual problem. It's a system problem. And if you've got an organisation that goes, okay, this person's a bully, let's just, you know, have their victims on a conveyor belt coming through until, you know, we just move them all on, then it's a systemic issue. Anyone who's being bullied in the workforce, my first piece of advice would always be to get support first.
Yeah, right.
You know, talk to somebody about it, take care of your mental health. You know, it can take such a hit on you. So make sure that that you're really taking care of yourself, and then question it. You know, some people find it really hard to make a bullying claim, and it feels very big to use that word, a claim or accusation. But go to a trusted manager, even if it's not yours, another manager sideways, if you don't feel that you can go to your own, and say, look, this is my experience. Can you tell me if this is bullying? It doesn't feel good. I'm not sure what course of action to take. I'm just seeking some clarification on what to do next. If I had my way in the world, I'm sure I'd go mad with power. But if I didn't, I would probably change bullying claims to bullying inquiries.
Yeah,
it just feels a lot easier to go and say, look, I'm not sure if this behaviour is actually allowed. I just know it doesn't make me feel good, and I'm looking for some guidance.
Yeah, great.
And I'm looking for some clarity on where to go to from here. But the short answer to that question is, if that's what's happening in your organisation, you're in an organisation that protects the perpetrator, and you're in an organisation that doesn't have a good enough system to deal with this. Sometimes the perpetrator themselves are being bullied, to be honest, and sometimes they don't even realise the impact they're having. Sometimes they do because, you know, they're a jerk.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why an organisation should have systems in place to actually protect everybody from becoming a bully and everybody from being a victim. So if you're in an organisation that doesn't do that, it may be time to look at what you need to do to move yourself out of there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got this question from Deborah as well, which I think is in a similar vein. Deborah says, I feel like workplace bullying is on the rise because nothing is getting done about it. Holding onto the job and putting up with it. When the bully is your boss and her boss protects her, then there's no win-win. The only way I've stayed is because I love my clients and I've disconnected myself. I do feel like my mental health has been damaged. I've had counselling several times. I'm still hanging in there. Any ideas on this? it seems like another similar situation of, there's
I'll fill in you on that one. If you're going into a workplace where you have to disconnect, that's not good for your well-being anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest, your work, this is just a personal belief of mine. I think you have a basic right to be safe in two places, your work and your home. Yeah. Unfortunately, it just seems like we're fair game everywhere else. But there are two places that you should be able to go and feel safe and protected. So if you're in an organisation that doesn't value your personal safety, then again, I would make plans to step out. For those who don't feel that they can step out or they can't step out right away, there is WorkSafe. Every state government, every state has an organisation called WorkSafe, and that's where you can go to get support and advice and potential courses of actions. Sometimes it feels like nothing's being done, but you know, the more reports that come out, the more that organisations are going to be forced to actually address it. And support, you know, I have done many bullying investigations and found that perpetrators of bullying, some of them are just filled with unbelievable shame that's what they've been doing. Wow. Sometimes it comes from a space of not being aware or being under enormous pressure that they're being bullied themselves. Mm. Sometimes the perpetrators are victims of bullying are victims themselves. So it needs to be addressed on all levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Some really great insights there, Kim. We're going to be right back after this and get a few more tips. And then I've got a couple of questions about bullying in school. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with psychologist Kim Cullen after this. Now, Kim, I've got a question about if you are being bullied at work, but you don't have a HR department and maybe you don't have a manager in another department like you spoke of earlier that you feel like you could go to and just raise some of your concerns. Is there anything we can do in that situation? Because it feels like your hands are a little bit tied. You'd probably just feel a bit hopeless.
I suppose, you know, taking into account safety first, you know, if you feel safe to do so, in terms of any bullying, the first place to start is education anyway. Mm. So if you feel safe to do so, you could actually approach the bully and say, are you aware that this behaviour has this impact?
Right.
You can always try that if you feel safe to do so. If there's no HR or no manager to go to, you're in an organisation that's really, really small and all efforts have been exhausted, you can always go to WorkSafe. But to be honest, I promise this isn't a cop-out. Don't keep yourself in an unsafe environment. It is never worth the long-term goals. So take your steps that you need to actually find another place to be.
Yeah.
Never stay anywhere that's unsafe.
Yeah, great.
Now, you might not be able to leave right away. People have jobs, people have responsibilities. I certainly do appreciate. But where I would start, if you can't address it, if all efforts are failed and you've got nowhere to go, I wouldn't try and just have a life raft on all the time. And that's what counselling is, which is good.
Yes.
But, you know, if you go to counselling because you're in an unsafe environment and you continue to return to the unsafe environment, then you're going to find yourself in that cycle.
Yeah.
So if you're stuck in that cycle, it is, all right, what am I going to do this week to increase my chances of finding other employment? What am I going to do today? How many calls am I going to make? What kind of research am I going to do? And transition yourself. If you can't just leave a job, transition yourself out and start working towards your next one. Don't keep yourself in an unsafe place.
No.
It's awful.
That's such a good reminder, and I think something that is so easier said than done sometimes, but yeah, if you can just do that one small thing today that moves you towards getting out of that unsafe environment, I think that is such great advice. I did want to just briefly also touch on bullying in schools. We were briefly talking about it the last time you were in relation to these latest reports the EC Safety Commissioner had with the first claims of people using AI to bully each other at school. And we didn't have a lot of time to talk about it, and we've run out of time almost again today to talk about it. But I think it's an important one to talk about under this umbrella, because it's such a tricky thing when we hear our kids come back and they talk to us about the bullying that they might be receiving at school. And then it could also be tricky because we don't know what's going on in the child that's doing the bullying's life and what's surrounding that. But are there any insights or tips you can give about the way we communicate with our kids or this sort of, school bullying in general? Because it is such a massive topic.
Yeah. You've actually kind of half answered your own question. You know, even in the lead up to it, we don't know much about this. We don't know much about that. We don't know what it's going to lead to. When you want to change something, you don't have a full understanding of it. Be curious about it. That's where I would start. Ask questions about it. If you learn your kid's the bully, that's a really hard thing to learn. That your child is the actual perpetrator of bullying. Be curious about it first. Don't leap straight into this is the wrong thing to do. You know, and don't go straight into shame. It is bad behavior. Don't get me wrong, but building a sense of shame in your child is not actually going to help that scenario. So actually, you can actually say, look, that's actually not cool behavior. That's not really what this family value system supports. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What is it that you're actually doing? Have you noticed the impact on the other person? Was that your intention? Was that the result that you were aiming for? Were you aiming to hurt them, or were you aiming to get the approval of others? Yeah. Try and get as much of an understanding about why it's happening as possible, because there are lots of different reasons why it's happening. Yeah. The other thing is, too, if you learn that your kid is a victim of bullying, your first port of call is to offer support. Yeah. They need to know that what their experience is not right, that they were right to tell you, that you're a soft, safe place to land, yeah, that they are safe sharing that information with you. Yeah. And your first port of call is to make sure that they're okay. You know, validate that it's really awful. What do we need to do? And then ask them questions. And the questions you want answered is, what does the behavior look like? Mm. So if they turn around and they say, you know, I'm being bullied or people are picking on me, validate first, nurture them, make sure they're cared for, tell them you're on their side, that this is a joint problem now, yeah, and that you're going to approach it together.
Great.
You know, that's it. You're their team, you're their teammate, you're their advocate, but you want to get down to what it looks like, because that is what's important. If you go into the school environment or whatever and you go, my child feels bullied, you know, that's very well and good, and that's important to tell, but you need to go in with, this is what they're experiencing. They're getting, yes, text messages of this nature at this type of date. Rumours are being spread. Their work is being sabotaged. They're being ostracised. They're being excluded in scenarios they would typically be excluded in. So you come from a place of care, collaboration, and then curiosity.
Amazing. I love
that. And then,
that,
you know, you define it. You want to define it in clear-cut terms.
Yeah.
And never stop advocating for them, and never stop being on their side.
Absolutely.
You're their, you know, you're their captain.
Yes.
You're their champion. If they come and tell you, always thank them and admire the courage that it took to do that also.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a quick break. Kim, we've run out of time for today, but I'd just love to hear any final thoughts that you've got to share with us, some tips you've got to share with us around workplace bullying or even bullying in schools, if that's something that we're dealing with at the moment. What's your, any final tips to leave us with today?
My final tip would be, tell someone.
Great.
Like, irrespective of whether it's school or work, bullying, being a victim of bullying can feel unbelievably isolating, and you feel like you're alone. If you can't tell your boss, can't tell HR, you tell somebody. So somebody's on your team. Somebody can help you unpack it. Somebody can be on your side. Yeah. If you're a kid, or even if, I'm assuming no kids are listening today, they ideally should be in school.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're a parent, equip your kids with other adults as well.
Great.
You know, I sometimes my daughter's friends will come and talk to me, and sometimes my daughter will talk to one of her friends' mum. You know, it does take a village to raise a child. So just make sure that your kid has people to go to, and make sure that you have people to go to, and never let it go. Nobody deserves to be bullied.
Absolutely. Some brilliant way to end the conversation today, Kim. Thank you so much for joining us on Table Talk again this morning. I always appreciate your time, and we'll see you next term. I think you'll be back, hopefully.
No problem. I'll see you next time. Next term it is. Oh, yeah, holidays coming up.
I know. Got to get ready. You've been listening to Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah. Remember, you can hear me live every single day, Monday to Friday, from 10 to 12. See you then!